The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
So it's been rather drizzly, actually, as far as the afternoon has been concerned in Lincoln, England. What's the situation like in Nashville, Tennessee?
Well, we've been getting temperature in the 90s. Today we got some rain, which...
Oh. Once again, the similarities between Nashville and Lincoln are there.
Yeah, but I don't think you're anywhere near our humidity. We just, it's like a swamp when you walk out the door.
Well, we're going to Florida later on the show to talk to Mac Dooley in Florida. So when we talk about swamps, that's the place to go when you want to go swampland, boy. Sorry, I just
that's right.
It's I blame Sheriff J.W. Pepper in the Live and Let Die and Man with the Golden Girl episodes. Listen, it's crazy, Cameron. We've said our little welcomes. We've said our greetings. We've got Eva. It's Eva McDonald. I don't know why I'm having this. I very nearly said that. Obviously, Eva Cassidy, wonderful singer, no longer with us. Eva McDonald. Probably a wonderful singer as well. Actually, she's a wonderful singer and still with us. Easily confused. And, of course, Katie Dorr, who's back with us, having sorted out her challenges with respect to the landlords last week. Just give them a name check on Siren 107.3 FM. It'll be fine. Cameron, take us off into a crazy country environment.
Irish singer-songwriter Pete Kennedy was... he kind of splits his time between Ireland and Nashville. He was spending more time in Nashville, but then his wife had twins, so he's spending more time in Ireland now with the twins and the family. But about 3 years ago, he was here and did some co-writing with Jolea, my wife, and she's, as you know, a talented singer-songwriter. And he put a cut on his album. He'd been playing the song live, but the response live was just so huge. That he decided to release this as a single. So he went into the studio, re-sang it, remixed it, remastered it, and it's out now. And we really like this song. Jolie has even sung it a few times at her songwriter rounds in Nashville. I think you're going to like it a lot. We do. It's called Crazy Country Girl. This is Pete Kennedy on Siren FM.
Up on the hill on a one lane road, there's a pretty little girl,
country girl,
crazy country girl, she's a crazy country girl.
It's 8 minutes past 5 p.m. as far as Lincoln, England is actually concerned. Presumably it's 8 minutes past 1 p.m. in Nashville, Tennessee. Is that right, Cameron?
No, it's 8 minutes past 11 a.m.
8 minutes past 11? Oh, you're further back than we actually thought. Obviously, I wasn't meaning that in a
pejorative
term. It's always way forward. What do we make of Pete Kennedy, Eva McDonald?
I thought it was a very nice song. I like the chilled out, the relaxed sort of tone.
Chilled out, relaxed. I think it's impossible to listen to without seeing cars and wheels going off in the background. Katie Dorr.
Oh, that would get me and my friends dancing, definitely.
Yeah. Do you think it should be covered by Siren Voices?
Give that a whirl.
You should do some more country music. I have to have a word with Ed Wellman to sort that thing through. Cameron, looking at your Facebook-y sitey thingy, I see that you actually said, click here to support Help Cameron Become a US Citizen by Cameron Tilbury. Now, does that apply to British people? Is it a case of we want Cameron to no longer have anything to do with Britain at all and stay in the United States, or is it just for our American correspondents? What would you like us to do?
No. Anybody can do that, really. It's very expensive to become a citizen. And in the UK, I found when I was working...
It's America. It's capitalism. What else do you expect, Cameron?
Yeah. Well, in the UK, you can pretty much do it yourself. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little bit different. But here, you really need a lawyer to help you through all the intricacies.
Why am I not surprised?
It's kind of expensive. So, yeah. Well, it's, you know, government's always there to... They say to help,
look,
but usually they're the problem.
I've liked the post, so say no more. I mean, I'm sure that Eva and Katie, I'm not sure that they're even friends with you, actually, but I'm sure if they were, they would like the post as well. you know, so we can do no more at this particular stage. I can't believe it was the summer of 2011 that you actually left good old Blighty to actually go and civilise the folk over in Nashville. But never mind. I'm sure it'll work. There are a couple of deliberate things in there, but he is a Tottenham Hotspur supporter, so we can say no more. Cameron, something else has actually become part of the Midweek Drive, which is going to take us round to Anna Lewis, and it's the Drive Time Disc. And Eva was actually in the studio last week when we had our first ever Drive Time Disc, which we played about an hour and a half after we should have done. This week, I've managed to pull it back a little bit further into the first hour of the programme. And let's face it, it wasn't tremendously great last week. I mean, people did say, let it grow on you, but stars and things. This week, it's by a band you probably have heard of, Cutting Crew. Most famous, of course, for I Just I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. Yeah. And they're back with a new single that's released on the 4th of September 2015. That's this year, not quarter past eight. Cool. When the money runs out and you can no longer be a US citizen. Sorry, Cameron. Obviously, that's I'm just jossing you there. This is our latest number, and we're going to actually have a listen to this. It apparently pays homage to Nick Van Eed's influences whilst showcasing his own songwriting achievements, having collaborated with Cher, Mika, and Pixie Lott.
No, he found somebody to record with that has two names instead of one.
Last two questions for Cameron, please. Katie. Very confusing.
Have you had an interesting telephonic link with us today?
Yeah, it's been fun.
Will you be joining us again soon?
I'll be back next week.
And this is the official Drive Time number, which you can also hear on Drive Time tomorrow and in Friday as well, I believe. Cutting Crew, till the money runs out. You will have heard it with Sebastian Edgington Cole's Drive Time on Tuesday. You'll have heard it, or you will hear it with Liam Shaw on Thursday and Alex Brown probably on Friday. You heard it obviously today with the Midweek Drive team. But the big question is, Anna Lewis in Jersey, what did you make of Cutting Crew and When the Money Runs Out?
Oh, it's really cool noise. Yeah, I can live with that. It's the heavy metal that I can't stand. So yeah, it sounds good.
I think that's good. I mean, I can see the press team putting that on the vinyl thing or the whatever they release it on these days, digital, etc. It's officially released on September the 4th, actually. So 4th of September, a radio exclusive there, When the Money Runs Out. And in the words of Anna Lewis, I can live with that. Eva.
Oh, I don't know. Songs?
What did you make of When the Money Runs Out, that one particularly?
I thought it was a very nice song. I liked it. It was a nice sort of upbeat tone.
Okay. Well, okay. And Katie?
It wouldn't be my favourite Cutting Crew song. I'm adjusting. It's not what I expected.
Anna, marks out of 10 or indeed cuts out of 10. Would you give it, so would it be a crew cut or would it be a mullet for you?
Yeah, crew cut.
Crew cut for you.
Yep.
Eva, crew cut or mullet?
I'll say crew cut.
And Katie?
Maybe a mullet.
I'll say crew cut. I think it was. I heard it before. After last week, I couldn't sort of not audition for that thing. Anna, what's happening in Jersey this week?
Well, I'm enjoying myself in the Royal Square, which is the centre of St Helier. The sun is shining and all is right with the world right now, so it's good. We have lots of young people coming to the island to learn a foreign language. To learn a foreign language to them, if you see what I mean. So we've seen them struggling around town with maps and trying to ask directions to places, which is quite amusing. But I have to say that, by and large, they're much more adept at learning a language than us Brits are. So, yes, they're welcome.
Anna, you know the 20th century maxim. It still sits for the 21st century. As long as you speak slowly and
quite loudly,
everybody understands English.
people.
Exactly. You know, I mean, how often are you faced with that when you have to communicate with a student who just doesn't understand you, Katie? You know, just slow it down.
Well,
just slow the whole thing down. Then watch out, Anna. The seagulls are out to get you.
They are, actually. They're fiendish. I've just seen one take things out of a rubbish bin.
Good heavens.
Got a lid on it. They've managed to prise open. It's a small gap, but they've managed to get their heads in there. So they're very, very clever, these seagulls.
They are miniature pterodactyls, Anna. That's what you've got to bear in mind, these seagulls. Miniature pterodactyls who've survived evolution, much like the cockroach. Anyway, I'm always a big fan of Jonathan Livingston Seagull, so I won't hear anything against seagulls to that extent. But, you know, clearly, they're just doing their own thing. Eva, what about yourself? Because you're shortly going to be heading off to... In fact, this time next week, you'll be in the Canary Islands.
I will. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be very different weather to here, so I'm going to have to be prepared.
Yeah, always good. Always good to be prepared. Yeah.
And try not to burn.
Yeah. Will you attempt to speak foreign language?
I don't. I'm not very good with foreign languages. I only know German fluently.
Well, that'll work well in the Canary Islands, you know.
Well, I could try.
Yeah, it'll work splendidly. Meanwhile, as we sort of head through the rest of the production, Laurel and Hardy, Anna, are you a kind of Laurel and Hardy soul?
Well, I am actually, because I went to see a production, a Laurel and Hardy play that came out at one of these obscure theatres in London in about 1984, and it was really good. It summed up their life. I think it was the Mermaid Theatre, to be exact. It was brilliant.
Well, the great news is a brand spanking new Laurel and Hardy video, or at least has been re-emerged, and we'll turn out a little bit about that. Allowing for the whole sense of drive time in its own sort of field then, a little snippet here from, indeed, you know, some of our regular drivers here as we approach 20 past five on the Midweek Drive for Siren FM.
What a beautiful morning. Turn on the radio and let's have some music.
And that's just some of the fabulous material you can regularly hear on Siren 107.3 FM, courtesy of just the Midweek Drive. Laurel and Hardy, Turn on the Radio. I'll hear a bit more about that, but I just thought, that's a whole routine. Eva, Laurel and Hardy?
I've seen one episode. I don't know if I've seen any more.
What?
I can't remember that far.
Well, exactly. Well, they both passed away long before I think any of us was actually born, in fact, from that point of view. But they're still there, you know, in kind of time-travelling routine. Katie Dorr, I suppose in many ways, actually working for, as PA to academics who will remain unnamed. It's a bit like working for Laurel and Hardy. Notice academics who will remain unnamed. Who knows what could happen?
I couldn't possibly comment.
Oh dear. Up next, Mike Dooley, our Florida correspondent. Are the seagulls still safe with you there, Anna?
No, it's babies now.
Oh no. They haven't brought out the babies in Jersey, for goodness sakes. And I say this quite seriously because yesterday I was watching Z Nation or Z Nation, depending on, of course, your Americanization, all about zombies. They had a zombie baby in there. They actually had a zombie baby.
Oh my god.
It looked like an old baby, but then it was zombified. It turned. It became a zombie baby. Frightened. Oh, you certainly would be. Anyway, Eva's going to put those last two questions to you in her unique, inimitable Eva McDonald style.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Sure have.
Oh, honey. Here we go. Yeah.
I'm liking it. And will we be hearing again from you soon?
I would love to come back next week, of course.
Yay!
Didn't we have ourselves some kind of a summer? Didn't we have ourselves some kind of a time? I guess I never knew.
As he spoke, my spirit climbed into the sky. I've been too in time to hear your wondrous stories. Return to hear your wondrous stories.
which is pretty much the joyful nature of every note from the universe that we receive on a daily basis from, of course, Mike Dooley's Notes from the Universe. And indeed, all-round wonderful, inspirational soul is Mike Dooley. And guess what, ladies? Mike's on the line at present. Yay, Mike! Yay!
Thank you. Great to be with you all.
I can't believe the months have been scooting by, and doubtless your daughter, Greta, is getting more chronologically gifted on a day-by-day basis.
Oh, so true. The wows we are finding on a daily basis are increasing exponentially. We are just on cloud nine with a 16-month-old girl, the first child for either my wife and myself. Life is beautiful.
Of course, and that's the positivity, because if you think good things will manifest. We've got two wonderful folk in the studio today who've yet to actually experience the wondrousness that is Mike Dooley. We have Eva MacDonald.
Hello.
Who is just about to head off to the Grand Canary and various other things. And Katie Dore.
Hello.
Now, Katie, did you do your homework with Mike? I sent you a little link from that point of view. No. Well,
sorry.
If you want inspiration, if you want the book of actually last year and this year, certainly I would say the top 10 things dead people want to tell you is an absolute classic. It might sound a little bit off base. You might sort of think, surely, why are you appealing to the zombie market? No. It's I mean, obviously, zombies have got things as well that they want to say to us, but at the end of the day, this was a classic. And again, well, all your texts are classic-like, but I think, you know, once more, you're sort of just capturing that universal truth that actually helps us understand why exactly we're here in the first place.
Thank you, Alex. And that's exactly the point of what the dead people want to tell us. It's a book about living to the max. It's still our turn on stage, but just for a little bit longer in the scheme of eternity. So they follow up with ideas on how to and why and because, and appreciate your appreciation. I'm going to be in London talking about it. I don't think you know that. September 5th and 6th at the Hay House I Can Do It conference.
Which is even more exciting in terms of training ahead. Now, every Wednesday, as Katie and Eva will attest to, we always effectively randomly ask people, if there's such a thing as random chance, who knows, maybe it's all pre-planned, and thank heavens we did the rehearsals, for a number between 2 and 27. Isn't this correct, Eva? It's usually a case of that, and people give a range of routines. Mike, I'm going to ask you now. It's all right, the show isn't finishing yet. We've got a good chunk of time to actually come. But I'd like you to actually give me a number between 2 and 27. Let's see how you know, in a sense, the universe speaking to Mike, do these sort of impacts. So a number, please, Mike, between 2 and 27.
14.
I'm trying to, well, let's say 14.
Yes.
And again, sort of put together, this was the message for number 14.
For all things and non-things that you may ever want, understand that sometimes the fastest way to get them is to forget them and to focus instead on just being the most amazing human being you can be. At which point, all of your heart's desires, spoken or unspoken, will be drawn to you more powerfully than a magnet is drawn to steel. Have an amazing month, the universe. P.S. I trust you know that whenever I refer to you as a human being, I actually mean ancient intergalactic spiritual tidal wave of love and energy having a human experience. Yes? Good.
Precisely. Mike, I mean, who would have thought we did that in the year of the Myathon? You know, that was one of our and it still resonates even today from 2012. It still works through that. Well, we'll do some new pieces from that point of view. But, you know, again, it sums up the thing. Now, I've passed over to Katie Notes from the Universe, Volume 3, a very treasured edition because you actually signed that for me back in 2010. The wonderful sort of routine for me.
Wow.
Katie, questions for Mike Dooley?
Very well loved this book. Well, it's just what prompted you to write this? It's fascinating. I love the idea of just being able to open a page and get inspiration. It's lovely. What sort of kicked off this project?
Well, thank you. It began at actually the lowest ebb of this lifetime of mine when I was in a place of starting over, yet not even knowing what I was starting. I was almost 40 years old, which I used to think was old, and I was, you know, at a loss as to explaining why I needed to reinvent myself professionally, relationship-wise, career-wise. I mean, everything was starting over. And I wanted to receive that kind of inspiration. And the internet was pretty new. This is the year 2000, 15 years ago. And I thought it would be great if I could receive little inspiration at an unpredictable time every day. And so at first I sent these out to people who had visited our retail stores in Orlando because I wanted to receive something like that and nobody was doing it. And they became very popular. They were notes from Mike, but they became triply popular when I dropped the mic and replaced it with the universe, which, however arrogant that may seem to those who haven't read them, gave me license to speak from a higher place, to touch on more profound material. If I say that, you know, you rock, you're an intergalactic tidal wave of love and joy, have a great month, Mike Dooley. It's like, well, who's this Mike Dooley character? But if I sign it, the universe, you stop, you pause, you reflect, and as all of the notes that you've read reveal, there's levity, there's a sense of humor. I don't take myself so seriously. I am by no means the voice of the universe. I am a voice of the universe. And they became so popular that books followed, world tours followed, DVDs, audio programs, and a great relationship, friendship with Alex.
Oh, we hold it together. You know, I remember in the Manchester City Stadium in Manchester where we sort of encountered each other the first time. I think it was in the elevator going up. And you said, ancient souls. Well, yeah, we just hang around in all sorts of ways. It's a bit like being a Time Lord. You talked about world tours, of course. Amsterdam on August the 22nd. Oslo in Norway on August the 23rd. And then, just pushing it even further, Norway and the Arctic Circle, August the 24th. Awesome, fantastic, spectacular. Followed by London. Well, I suppose there's always going to be a little bit of sour to every sort of sweet and the whole thing. No, it's all right, London. We appreciate you. After all, September the 5th to September the 6th. All sorts of fabulous things there. Eva, I mean, you're going through, you're manifesting all sorts of things now. You're going into music and wrapping up all sorts of things. Thoughts and questions from yourself?
Notes on the universe. I just found a really nice quote. The secret to living the life of your dreams is to start living the life of your dreams at once, to any degree that you possibly can. I really like that quote. Where do you get the inspiration for all quotes such as these? I mean, do you just think of them, or?
Well, yep. Thank you, Ava.
That's all right.
I feel like I was. I feel like it's a gift. I've always dwelled on reality. Who we are, how we got here, God, our place within the relationship of God. Is God what religions tell us is God? I've got a whole slew of answers, too, and they emerge through my work. I won't just get too heavy on you right now. But the gift is, once you ask and dwell on these kind of questions, you know, I really believe like attracts like. Call it the law of attraction. Call it thoughts becoming things. And you draw to you the answers you seek, and why wouldn't you be able to? Why wouldn't we all be able to know the truth? Maybe the truth is simple. Maybe the truth is that we are all sparks of God, that all things are possible, hence the well-known cliche, dreams come true. They really do. And it was at this low point in my life that I decided to kind of do what I wish I could receive, you know, offer what I wish I could receive. And that was inspiration that would come to me as I sat down facing a blank computer screen or a blank sheet of paper and just started to kind of word doodle and kind of go with feelings. And I use my life as a source. When I'm vexed or troubled or disappointed, I kind of go within and connect dots and find truth and then speak to that truth through these little notes from the universe like the one you just read.
Katie.
I'm just, as a sort of, do you write fiction as well? Because there's something about this
idea.
Is
there such a thing as fiction?
Well, it's almost
like... Is our fiction somebody else's reality and vice versa?
It almost feels like you're talking about sort of being a lens for something, if there's like a truth coming through you, which is lovely. And I just, yeah, have you written any fiction that we can read?
I have written a little book that was originally titled Lost in Space, kind of as a metaphor for the fact that we, human, are lost in space, in outer space, on this beautiful little emerald of a planet. And I talk about our origins, how we got here. And it's, in one sense, loaded with fiction. In the other sense, as Alex alluded, I don't think there's a word that doesn't ring of some important truth that we've overlooked. Again, for lack of a better word, I call it kind of my gift, cloaked in a fictional story. The book is now available with a different title, An Adventurer's Guide to the Jungles of Time and Space. And so that's the most fiction I've done, although many would say that every note from the universe, just given that it's supposedly coming from this mythical deity apart from us, you know, you could say every one of them is fictional, but yet every word brings with it clarity on timeless truths that will clearly help us live our non-fictional lives better. So they do blur. The line between fiction and non-fiction totally blurs.
Does that help, Katie?
It does. I'm going to have to look that up. I'm going to have to look that up, definitely.
Fascinating to see next year, of course. Not that we're wishing our lives away, but then again, you know, we can if we want to, but don't. April the 6th to the 14th, 2016, The Spirit of the Incas. You're going to be in Peru again.
Yes, it's one of our favorite trips. As you know, Alex, twice a year I take a group of the willing, people from any walk of life who stumble across our website or who are fans of mine, to an exotic destination. And we've been to 20 of them now over the past 10 years. And Peru is the only place we've gone to more than twice, and we're about to go there a fourth time. You just mentioned the dates next April, because it is so fun, so exciting. And generally we have 3 to 8 dozen people, like-minded thinkers, primarily just exploring as tourists do the local areas we choose, whether it's in Africa or Bali recently, or Hawaii, Tahiti, the Mediterranean. And every evening we kind of gather, and I kind of share some of whatever my current teaching and touring material is. So anybody listening want to have a really great time for a price you probably couldn't even get yourself on the internet for what we do, because it's not a profit maker. We do this just for the fun of it. Join us in Peru. Machu Picchu is one of the most exciting, most mysterious destinations I've ever been to, and I've been to quite a few of them.
As you say, you've been to Manchester. That's pretty exciting in its own way. Machu Picchu, Manchester, always wonderful. And let's a little update in terms of the Building Schools in Africa project, because that's something which I know has impressed an awful lot of people, and quite rightly so, in terms of dealing with sponsoring villages and helping sort of health with clean water, food, healthcare, really putting those thoughts into action.
Well, thank you for mentioning that. The work continues. The schools are multiplying. We've raised about just from recollection, I haven't looked at the number, about $150,000 US, about £100,000 for building schools in the Maasai Mara, where there were no schools other than tin sheds, etc. These are one-room schoolrooms, so I don't want to give you the wrong idea, but we've adopted already, I believe, 4 villages within a larger township, and in addition to building schools, we're providing education, agricultural techniques, lessons, etc., various assistance, non-religious, non-agendaed, just people who are primarily fans or readers of mine have found the webpage and contributed to this cause. And to our chagrin, we didn't get to visit this year. We were hoping to visit the actual schools and the children and the villages next month, but because of Al-Shabaab and some of the chaos, terroristic problems that that have been rife in the world and in that part of the world. We've taken a postponement on our visit, but we have not delayed or slowed up on our assistance to those areas.
And a wonderful karmic-based quote, really, from your good self, Mike. Here's a tip on how to bring absolute joy into your life faster than it may have otherwise arrived. Every day in some small way, even secretly if you like, look for a chance to help someone else. Do as a PA, isn't it, Katie? You know, on a regular basis. That's very good. And it does, you know, it comes back. It's that sort of, I mean, you think it's counterintuitive, but it works on that basis. Eva, any other final thoughts or questions from Mike?
Well, I would have asked if you've got any further projects, but I think we've kind of touched on
fairly
it already,
packed, fairly packed, but yeah. There's always projects. There's always more to work through there. Katie?
Well, what's happened? So you're doing the event in September. What actually happens at this event? What should we expect?
Perhaps we should invite her along.
The September event, meaning in Norway?
No, I think that's in London.
In the London one.
Yes, playing the Matrix.
Oh, the London event. Oh, that's right. It is September. Sorry, got it confused with my New York event. That is an event hosted by my publisher, Hay House. Hay House is probably the leading publisher in the world for spiritual, metaphysical, self-improvement work, co-founded by Louise Hay, who wrote the very famous international bestseller, You Can Heal Your Life. And I will be one of probably 12 to 15 different speakers, one after the other, all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And all of the talks will be on kind of love-based principles, our power, life's beauty, spiritual, again, not religious. There'll probably be some mediums there, you know, people like James Van Praagh, or last year when I went to the London I Can Do It event, I was joined with my friend Lorna Byrne, the lady whose book has done so well in the UK, who speaks and sees angels and has all her life. She's from Dublin.
And indeed, Diana Cooper, who indeed was the mother of one of my former students, actually. Diana Cooper doing a whole range of things there. We've also got Graham Hancock, Robert Holden, Dr. Eric Paul, Megan Watterson, Lodro Rinsler. It's fantastic. Hopefully we'll be able to make it. I mean, I was working through all those other bits and pieces there. But and yeah, it is interesting.
I would love to see you.
Well, we shall do our best, Mike, because as I say, I feel as a year without Mike Dooney in person is just not the same. What's the weather like in Florida at present, Mike?
Slightly overcast at this very moment. Blue sky peering through the cloud cover. Very hot and very humid. In Fahrenheit, it's probably around 90 degrees right now, and if the clouds go away, it'll get up to 95, 96 degrees.
Well, it's just like Nashville then. Great. You know, I wonder if Los Angeles is having the same thing. We'll find out in a few minutes. 12:30 p.m. through 1:30 p.m. of course, on Saturday the 5th of September, Mike Dooley, the top 10 things dead people want to tell you. A radically empowering view on lives through the wisdom of those who have gone beyond this world. A common sense approach to understanding life, its meaning, and how to live yours to the fullest. Afterlife perspective, giving hope to those who've lost loved ones, and inspiration to life's dreamers. Well, we like inspirational. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. And we like our dreamers, because without the dreams, well, you know, we would be nothing, effectively. As we say, the dreamer becomes the dream. We'll find out from Gail Loftus what she's been thinking about in
true,
a few moments.
True.
Plus, we've got Arthur Weingarten talking from California about discovery of a Laurel and Hardy classic. Katie, the last two questions at present for Mike Dooley are...
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
It was fabulous. Thank you, Katie.
And will you be joining us again soon?
Absolutely. Thank you for
a round of applause for Mike Dooley. Yay! You somehow feel uplifted just by actually listening to the whole thing. It's wonderful. Yeah, and seek it out for yourself as well. Let's do a random... I'll give you a page number, as we found the last quote very good. Let's go for 46. Eva, what does number 46 say? Well, we'll hold the line for a few seconds while we go to 46. What have we got on 46?
We have got... The thing and events of time and space, the stuff that's surrounding you now, your memory of recent events, all simply reveal where you've been, not what you're headed.
Exactly.
Not where,
not where you're headed. Ideal, almost a kind of spiritual satellite navigation for the soul. You know, just because it looks real doesn't mean it is. You know, it's Play-Doh, it's make-believe. Go on, Katie, you to get a quick page number for yourself.
27.
27, okay. And then we'll ask Mike for a final sort of comment on this particular thing. 27 takes us to...
Ooh. Are you sitting down?
Yes.
The past can be rewritten and memories inserted so that never a beat is missed. Scratch can even be, and use are often, just pacing you to ward off brain freeze.
Yeah.
Next time you want something, play off these pauses, not time and space. Don't look to the physical, look to the unseen, and dwell in the realm of infinite possibilities.
Avoiding the brain freeze, dwelling in the realm of infinite possibilities. I think we'd agree with that, Mike. It works, fits, it sits well. Yeah, Mike Dooley. Quick reminder, of course, tut.com, tut.com, that's the go-to website. Anything else that you want to promote in terms of the sequence? Well, I think we've pretty much got that. Mike Dooley will return.
Well, you've got me well covered. I appreciate these times we get to chat. I appreciate your audience, and I appreciate... this relationship will never end.
Exactly. We've been going for a good few million years, so, you know, we'll carry on for a few more billion, I think.
Yeah, why not?